The ballot language voters will see for Amendment 2 when they go to the polls tomorrow highlights the rights of citizens to express their religious beliefs and the rights of children to pray and acknowledge God voluntarily in schools. Joe Ortworth of the Missouri Family Policy Council says the amendment would emphasize the freedoms people have under the U.S. Constitution.
Amendment 2 will take the important step of reinforcing and spelling out more clearly in Missouri's Constitution the scope and the nature of our religious liberties.
But look beyond the ballot language, and it's not that simple. The amendment itself says the General Assembly and other political bodies can invite clergy to pray before meetings. It also says students in schools can be exempt from activities that violate their religious beliefs. Holly Holman of the Washington, D.C.-based Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty says the amendment is unnecessary.
Because it's attempting to protect stuff that's already protected, and so it misleads the voter or the citizen to think that they need that protection.
Holman also says religious freedom depends on separation of church and state. By allowing government officials to call on clergy to pray before meetings, this amendment gets close to creating an establishment of religion, something prohibited in the federal Constitution.
Of course, individuals can pray, and I hope they do, but they should not, government officials should never use their official capacity to advance religion.
Opponents also criticize the part of the amendment that would allow students to opt out of assignments that go against their religious beliefs. Republican Representative Mike McGee of Odessa, Missouri, is the amendment sponsor. He knows of one instance where students were assigned to write a letter in support of gay adoption. Here's a hypothetical example he gave.
Maybe they would say, hey, we're having a class here today, and we're going to go to an abortion clinic, and I know you're wanting to be a nurse or a doctor, and you may have to be a part of an abortion today to see how this procedure is done.
Doug Bonney of the American Civil Liberties Union says the amendment could have unintended consequences.
It could have completely unintended and widespread effect. It's unlimited. It's limited only by the scope of the imagination of the student.
Susan German teaches middle school science in Hallsville. She once had a few students who were uncomfortable with a lesson on the age of the earth. But after they talked about it, they understood that she wasn't trying to change their beliefs. They just needed to know the information that's accepted as part of modern science. She says in science, there aren't really alternative lessons, so if this amendment passes, students could have holes in their education.
Science is a discipline that does not emphasize questions that can't be tested. So in the case of this amendment, if a student were to opt out of learning these concepts, there's no alternative that I can give them.
Regardless of what students would be exempt from, the amendment doesn't clarify how the exemption would happen. There's no plan for determining who decides a student can step away. McGee says it would likely vary by age group, but that's something individual school districts would probably have to figure out. I'm Kelly Catraba for Columbia Faith and Values at KBIA News.